Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
The most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
And I just came here to help you rate
it. Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. Felger Maserati here on Wednesday, June 10th. Big Jim Murray alongside Felger here in the A-hole chair in our Town Fair Tire Studios. Murray, let me ask you something.
Yes.
Remember, we've a couple different days, a couple different times. I heard Beetle and Zoe talking about this, too. Maz has gone on these rants about how useless, like, say, the cycle is in baseball and how useless. I can't remember like what was on. He had this whole list of things that in the world of sports was useless or useful.
Yeah, and there's other things in the world that he's also gone on these rants about, like Connecticut.
No, let's just stick with this.
Okay.
What in the world of sports, what has any use or any value? And again, I should have gone back and looked
at
the
stolen base he hates.
Stolen base, useless. Yep. Hitting for the cycle, useless. The triple-double in basketball, useless.
Oh, yeah, that's
the save.
I'm sorry. Who's that? Just pipe down there, Maz. The save, useless.
Useless.
I can't remember what else was on that list, right?
But I got audio for later if you want it.
Okay, good. Save it.
It was going to be my final word.
I can't remember, Murray. Was the hole-in-one useless or useful?
I believe the hole-in-one was always useless to one Tony Maserati, because I remember years ago him breaking the balls of Hardy, who accomplished this feat. I've always thought it was a hell of an accomplishment. It's like hitting the lottery, a hole-in-one. Sure, it takes some skill, but yeah, I mean, that should be celebrated. But
no,
Maz, meh.
So, I mean, we can go back and check the historical record. My guess is, and pipe down, Maz. My God, the heavy breathing, really.
Yeah.
If it lasts longer than 4 hours, seek medical attention.
You have no idea. You should try putting with one.
My guess is he said it was useless. Maz, do you think the hole-in-one's useless or useful?
I would say typically the hole-in-one is largely useless. However, there are occasions where it's so damn pretty that you just have to respect its beauty. And I think that this was one of those occasions, my friend. You should have seen this thing.
Okay, so if the audience doesn't know, Maz golfed this morning and had a hole-in-one. Maz, go ahead, describe.
First one of my life. I would describe it as a rather majestic 7-iron that left the club with a purity right out of the gate. In fact, it was so pure, and the sky had a glare to the sky. You can see that, the whiteness there. I hit the ball so freaking pure that off the club, I knew I hit it good, and I said, I lost it. I have no idea where it is. And the guy next to me said, it's going right at the stick. So then I fixed my gaze on the flag stick, one bounce, hit again, checked up, dribbled in. It was a freaking thing of beauty. It was perfect. And Mike, I would like to take you through the mechanics of it in terms of the actual.
Can we not, please?
However, honestly, you just can't teach it, Mike. You can't teach it.
And this was your usual course, Maz?
No, it was not, actually. I played at Red Tail this morning with one of our sales guys, Eric Lipsky. And Aaron's has been a client of ours for years. So Mark Swift was out there, John Gamblin of Aaron's, and we had planned this a while back, and so I was out with those guys, and it was butter.
So you had an audience. You had an audience, too.
Oh, I did. Yeah, no, I got witnesses. No
Maz,
two ways about
it.
You
can go through the mechanics of your golf swing, 8 a.m. Saturday morning, Hardy's Golf Club show. That's where you want to do your mechanic talk.
Let me just tell you, it was the third hole. It was tough to putt the last 15 with a Scotty Cameron in my pants. I'll tell you that.
So it was legit, Maz. It was a legit shot.
It was. It was legit. I'd love to tell you that it was fluky, but I can sit here and absolutely glow for the next 4 hours because there was nothing fluky about it.
Okay, you said it was 161 yards, 7-iron.
Yep, slightly uphill.
Okay, I was going to say, it feels like a little too much club. Here, I have two questions for you. What did you shoot on the day?
I shot an 87. 86 for the other 17 holes. And let me tell you that I think I three-putted like six or seven times.
I was going to say, what did you do on the next hole?
The next hole I made a bogey, but I absolutely crushed the tee ball. It was a par five, and I destroyed it.
Okay, good for you. Would you rather shoot 77 without a hole-in-one or 87 with a hole-in-one?
77 without.
Thank you.
Every single time. Okay. Every single time. I'm a big picture kind of guy. The fact is that any jackass can go out there and get a hole-in-one. Although, again, I don't know if they can get a hole-in-one quite like this one. But nonetheless, a hole-in-one is a one. It goes as a one on the card. That's the end of that. But I would much rather take the 77.
Okay. We have more time for it later on in the show, Maz. But I did want to clear that out of the gates, right out of the chute, because having to listen to your erection through the line for 3.5 hours was going to be a little hard. So I wanted you to work it out a little bit. And, you know, just get it off your chest, as it were, get it out of your pants, and now we can move on. And we'll get back to it later on. Okay, so do we have everything off our chest we need to get off our chest about it?
Like I said, dude, tough to have a smooth putting stroke with a Scotty Cameron poking out of your shorts.
Meanwhile, we began to talk about this yesterday, and it is a poll on The Athletic, the website there. And they do these fan polls on every team. And they got to the Patriots yesterday, and they had so many questions, they put it in two parts. And today was the second part. And today's polling pissed me off so badly and made me want to retch so badly. I can't even remember what the questions were yesterday. I can't remember what we talked about yesterday. What do you think the biggest hole on the team is? Was one of them? I can't remember what we asked yesterday. It's all a blur because I'm so pissed about today's.
Expectations for the season. Who's going to be the starting quarterback?
Right, okay, thank you, yes.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Yes, looking ahead to this season. This is looking back at Brady's departure. So this is generally what the questions dealt with. Brady's departure, Gronkowski's departure, things of this nature. And this was actually, I think, the third or fourth question they asked, but I put it first because this is the one that pissed me off, and I want to address it right off the shoot. So, again, I mentioned this yesterday, and now I'm really going to bring it up today. The methodology of this polling, they do not specify, and that's important. How many people were polled? Where were they polled? When were they polled? Who are they? They just say athletic readers, okay, which could be a couple hundred people, could be a couple nerds, a couple of San Francisco, you know, tech geeks in their cubicle in San Francisco. And I don't even know where the Athletic offices are. But they give us no indication of who they asked, how many people they asked. And when I read this first question and first answer, I know their sample sucks my tookus. Because they ask, is there someone you blame for Brady's departure? Okay? And the options are, is there someone to blame for Brady? And first of all, even just the way that's asked is wrong. It's not. The question should be asked, who do you blame? Who do you blame? Who do you blame? Instead, it's, is there anyone to blame for Brady's departure? Right out of the chute, the way it's worded, I'm like, uh-oh, here we go.
There should be only two options to select to this question.
Here are the four options you had.
Four.
Robert Kraft, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, or the fourth option, no one to blame. There's no bad guy. It was just time to move on. And here's the results. With 69.2% of the vote, 69%, is there someone to blame for Brady's departure? 69% of you to The Athletic said, there's no bad guy. It was just time to move on.
That's pathetic.
It is pathetic. It is so pathetic. Tell me something that doesn't illustrate more the direction of the Boston fan base in the last 20 years, getting completely, you know, getting all their teeth ripped out to the point where the greatest quarterback in the history of the league, maybe the greatest athlete in the history of the town, for crying out loud, he's certainly in the discussion with one or two others, tops. That guy leaves and nobody's to blame? That's asinine.
No, that answer is the microcosm of the Patriots fan experience, really, for the better part of the last decade, and especially the last five or so. Nothing's ever wrong. Nothing's anyone's ever fault.
Millennials.
Yeah. Well, it's just like, no. What you're saying is fake. It's fake news. There's nothing bad with the Patriots. You're making it up. Nope. It was time to move on. No, pick one. Brady or Belichick. That should really be the options. And I guess you can throw Kraft in there, too.
You can throw Kraft in there if you want. But no, bad guy.
Oh,
it was
please.
Just time. It was meant to be. It was meant to be.
Yeah, right.
It was meant to be? What? Hello? Hello. It was meant to be. Am I talking to children? Am I talking to Celtics fans? Like, I feel like I'm talking to Celtics fans.
We're talking to children, for sure.
Where everything's awesome. Oh, we lost. It's okay. What about the draft picks? And, oh, we lost. We got smoked. You know, Danny will figure it out. Whee! Let's go, Celtics! That's the Celtics experience. Never have a bad day. They've never had a bad day. It's all just meant to be, and it's okay. We'll figure it out. Look at our draft picks. And Danny will figure it out. That's the Celtic fan. Don't tell me that's the Patriot fan. I want to chalk this up to a small sample, maybe just a couple of editors in San Francisco in their cubicle. They don't have a big readership yet. I want to chalk it up to Jeff Howe is their lead Patriots guy. A lot of respect for Jeff Howe, but let's face it, he's kind of a cartel member. His coverage is not exactly, you know, he doesn't have exactly biting coverage or commentary on the Patriots. Maybe that's his readership. Maybe it reflects that. It was just time to move on. It was meant to be. It was meant to. Someone needs to explain that to me. If you believe that, you believe it was just meant to be. The greatest quarterback of all time, who's still playing good football on a Patriots team that was still contending, is now playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the losingest brand in sports. That was meant to be? Am I talking to 8-year-olds or Celtics fans? Who am I talking to?
Same thing.
That's the way that was meant to be? That was meant to be. You've got to be kidding me.
Brady on the Bucks. Que sera, sera.
There's no,
seriously.
There's no bad guy? What's the matter? There's no one responsible? No one's responsible. No one's responsible. You've got to be kidding me. What happened to you people? Was there a collective castration among these Patriots fans or whoever was voting here?
Yep.
It was meant to be.
Bunch of eunuchs.
That the greatest quarterback of all time who's still playing good football was contending for championships on the Patriots and still wanted to keep playing and still had more to give at a high level. And instead, he's playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That was meant to be. Ah, you people. Seriously, I'll give you a you people. Uh-huh. You people. That is gross to the point where I don't want to believe it. I want to believe that the athletic methodology is poor, or they have a short sample or a small sample, or they're not to be trusted. So this calls for a Felger and Maz Twitter poll. So can we please blast this out to the proper number of people?
Oh, absolutely. Okay, hold on, give me a second. I'll type this sucker
so
up.
So listen, it's all in the wording, because the wording of this starts, you know, is there someone to blame? Like, there's, you even give the people an option that there's no one responsible? Like, no. Is there? No. Who is most responsible for Brady leaving? That's the question. And do you want to give them, okay, so is that worded right? Who is most responsible for Brady's departure?
Yeah.
Who's more responsible? Okay, so I'll even take out the word blame if that's too harsh for
no,
you.
No, you got to use
No,
blame.
I like blame.
You got to use
You got to leave blame in there. The way I just typed it up just to give you an idea, while you were talking, I also typed and I came up with, who do you blame most for the departure of Tom Brady?
Okay, so Belichick, Brady, Kraft, do you want to give them that fourth option?
No! No, you got to pick.
Well, but...
No, F them. They don't get the fourth option. The fourth option's for babies.
Well, let's see how many babies are out there. Let's see how many babies are out there, because I can't tell. I can't tell if the Athletic polled 17 people or 17,000. And the fact that they don't tell us leads me to believe it's closer to 17. Okay? So let's...
Let's do this with a real reach.
Let's get a real sample. Okay? When we asked the baseball question, it was 13,500 people, just about.
Correct.
Who answered that, which I think is a really strong sample, gave us a really good idea. Putting the fourth option there will give us a good idea if people really think, no bad guy, it was just time to move on. It was just time for one of the best quarterbacks in the league who was contending for Super Bowls to go to the worst franchise in sports. That was just meant to be. Because if I asked you that last year at this time, you'd said, yeah, that makes perfect sense for me. Brady going to the Buccaneers after we go 12-4 and contend for another championship? No, that makes perfect sense. Yeah, no, that's just meant to be. That's what you would have said last year, you people. Oh, it's gross. Seriously, don't tell me that that's how you really feel. So, I'm sorry.
Tell me how you want it worded.
You tell me, should we include that fourth option or not?
No, I guess
you know what? I'll tell you what. I understand your point that if we put it on our poll, we can then get a sense as to the fraud factor and the voting body at the Athletic. That's what you're getting at. So I'll tell you what. Let's include it. Let's include the same four options. Brady 1, Belichick 2, Kraft 3, nobody is 4. And the way I've worded it is, well, who deserves the most blame for the departure of Tom Brady?
No, so or 4, just say for
meant to be.
Meant to be. It was just meant to be.
Yeah.
Because that's what this implies. Because nearly 70% of people at the Athletic said, no bad guy, it was just time to move on.
Okay.
Which is another way of saying it was just meant to be.
Okay. It has now been changed to it was just meant to be.
Hold on 1 second. Stu, are you trying to tell me something?
Can we do two separate polls? One with the 3 options and one with the 4 options?
No, I don't want to. No, I don't think so. I don't know. You guys are the internet guys.
No, we got to be true to the poll. One poll.
Yeah, one poll.
One poll.
One big throbbing poll.
One big giant poll. So, okay, Maz, give it to me again now. Go ahead.
Who deserves the most blame for the departure of Tom Brady? Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, Robert Kraft, it was just meant to be.
Okay.
I can't even read that one.
I know. It disgusts me.
It's so
as a Celtics
pathetic.
Fan, I'm voting just meant to be.
I don't know how many Celtics fans and 8-year-olds we have out there. It was just meant to be. It was just meant to be that the one of the best quarterbacks in the league and the greatest of all time, who was still contending for championships and still wanted to keep playing, is now with the losingest franchise in sports in Tampa. That you're right, Patriots fans. It was just time. It was
That's
just time
so
for,
embarrassing.
It was time for that to happen. No, there's no single person responsible. Seriously. Is that really the way that you feel? Vote
yeah,
on the...
I did sort of feel the same way when the Giants beat the Patriots back
in,
it was just meant to be.
Twice.
There was nobody to blame there. And,
God.
You know, again, when the Red Sox blew the World Series to the Mets or Game 7 in New York in 2003, just meant to be.
Okay, so it's on our Twitter. Jump on the poll. On Twitter, and you can join us and answer the question, too.
Poll dance!
617-779-0985.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter, at Felger and Maz.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Colin Cowherd of Fox and Fox Sports.
Felger and Maz.
Best afternoon show in America.
Mike Felger.
Felger's a smart aleck.
Tony Maserati.
You know your baseball.
Felger and Maz.
You guys do a great show.
98.5 to Sports Hub.
But I would say I never cared about legacy. I mean, I could give a shit about. That's never, I never once when I was in high school said, man, I can't wait for my, what my football legacy looks like. I mean, that's a very, it's just not me. That's not my personality. So why would I choose a different place? It's because it was just time. I don't know what to say other than that. Like, I had done everything. I accomplished everything I could in 2 decades with an incredible organization, incredible group of people, and that will never change.
It was just time. That was Brady to Howard Stern 2-3 months ago, a lifetime ago. How many of you people bought that? What do you mean it's just time? That doesn't make any sense. Look, I think they made the right decision. But you don't tell me it's just time when you're still at the top of the league and contending for Super Bowls and you wind up going to the worst franchise in sports. That's not how it's meant to be. And you know it. Good God. Yet the Athletic, 69%, say there's no bad guy. It was just time to move on when they ask, is there someone to blame for Brady's departure? Oh, that is pathetic. So we've decided to do our own poll. Mm. What are the results so far?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to know?
Yeah.
Okay. 1,000 votes in, a little more than 1,000 votes. 30% Brady, 37% Belichick, 30% it was meant to be.
Yeah. And I don't buy that. That's spite voting going on.
Yeah. They're just doing it to piss it, to troll us.
This is a crock. Yeah.
And 3% Robert Kraft.
Okay. So at least.
Yeah, it's way closer to reality.
The Athletic had almost 70% saying it was meant to be.
It's embarrassing.
That's embarrassing. How was that meant to be? How was that meant to be? I mean, if Brady sucks and is totally cashed and is just hanging on and you don't want to bring him back and he wanted to keep playing, well, that's kind of meant to be. But he's still good. He's still really good. And he still wants to keep playing. And you're still contending for Super Bowls. And he's not here. And he's the greatest athlete just about in the history of team sports. And he went to Tampa. That was meant to be?
I forgot there was another option that the people are mad isn't up there. You.
The media's fault.
Well, you know what? I'll take that over it was meant to be.
No right. Question.
That's even more. That actually is a little more palatable.
It is. Oh,
at least you'd have the balls to blame me.
Yeah, well, if you want to blame the climate, the media, the attention, the whatever, he burnt out of Boston, fine. That's something. At least that's a tangible thing. This was not meant to. What's meant to be is that he finishes his career in one uniform on one team, and that's his legacy. Good God. And now you've twisted yourself into a pretzel to believe that Tom Brady with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers was meant to be. You people are pathetic.
Oh, yeah. They've had their balls deflated, too, apparently. It's a ballless fan base.
How would you answer the question, Maz?
Brady.
Belichick.
Belichick.
Brady.
Belichick.
I couldn't have.
Brady got soft at the end. He got selfish at the end.
Hold on, Brady. Hold on. I think Bill's right to do what he did, but he's the one responsible. Bill's the one. If we had just about any other coach here, Brady would still be here. Don't you agree with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I still think that Brady's value system at the end changed. And so I think it's got more to do with Brady than it does with Belichick. So you want to tell me, I think one guy's behavior and one guy's sort of perspective on things changed more than the other ones. So I put it on the quarterback. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but the quarterback.
Brady became more about Brady at the end, and that changed everything.
Yeah, but the quarterback was still willing to try to make it work here, whereas the coach absolutely positively was not, as proven by the phone call that they had once free agency began this year.
Okay,
he wanted to push him out.
Quarterback was willing to make what work? With the receivers? Like, what was he willing to make work? It felt to me like he was the one that didn't want it to work. He told people 2 years ago he was out, and then it felt to me like over the last couple of years, as much as he could, because he's still Brady, but it felt to me like he sort of disconnected the last couple of years, again, as much as someone like Brady could. And I'll take a disconnected Brady over a lot of other guys 10 times out of 10. But don't tell me he didn't disconnect. Brady disconnected.
Well, at least we're bickering over real options.
Huh? Yes.
Well, it was meant to be.
It was just meant to be.
Oh, my God. So, look, we've talked about this a couple times, I know, in the last couple of months. This isn't exactly the most timely topic since we've, you know, beaten it to death. But it is, again, we were looking at this Athletic poll, and I didn't know they were going to ask this question. And when I read it, I freaking spat out my cornflakes just disgusting. So we brought it back up, and we're trying to give it its proper treatment. They asked, is there someone to blame for Brady's departure? Like, they're even leaving open the possibility there's no one to blame, which is just so gross. And 69% of their respondents said, no bad guy, it was just time to move on, which I think is just so laughable. Blame Brady, blame Belichick, blame Kraft, but you can't say that this was meant, that this outcome was meant to be. That is just atrocious. So we're doing our own polling. Catch it on Twitter and put in a proper vote. Blame someone. Adam and Lowell, you can vote here. Go ahead, Adam, what do you got?
Hey, guys. Hey, Phil, why'd you even waste time saying you have no idea where the data comes from or what the spreadsheet is, but then immediately use it as gospel? Like, that's counterproductive. And second, if you want to look at a childish fan base, how about look at your own backyard? When Rodgers took over for Favre, that guy got death threats. What a bunch of pathetic children.
Oh, but at least, they're fans. I mean, you're not the only baby fans out there. Most football fans tend to bitchy babiness, so you're not alone. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I doubt anyone in Green Bay. Well, I mean, who knows? I can't defend my baby fan base any more than your baby fan base. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, do you think it's a blameless situation? Do you think it's a blameless situation?
Is there any more gutless answer than it was just meant to be?
Oh, my God.
It is the most gutless of the gutless. It is the whole it was meant to be attitude is like, life is predestined. We have no control over what happens. That is preposterous. So to me, the way I look at it really is, could the situation have been avoided? Of course it could have been avoided. There are no two ways it could have been avoided. It would have required some self-awareness and self-restraint on Brady's part. And yes, Bill would have had to be more human. I'm not telling you Bill didn't have a hand in it. Of course he did. But at the end of the day, I think Brady's value system changed. I think once they won that fifth Super Bowl, that Brady started to disconnect.
Okay, some time has passed. Are you looking at it differently? Is that what that number reflects? Do you really believe it was just meant to be? I'll give you some other polling questions, which also made me sick. Not as sick as this, but it's really along the same lines. This whole thing was this on PatsFans.com? Does that thing still exist? The message board I used to go to 10 years ago?
Probably.
You know? Like, what is this? Is this like the Patriots fan club voting? What? This is garbage, this stuff.
Yep, PatsFans.com, still there.
Is it still exists? Is that who's voting on this thing? I'll give you some more questions and samples right after Murray's update.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
By and large, we don't remember the last segment.
Felger and Mass.
I mean, I don't remember what I said last segment.
I don't remember what I said 60 seconds ago.
Felger and Mass.
We don't remember who we are or what we said last week.
Yeah, but Felger, I'm the highlight of your show.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know what? Maybe it's an athletic thing. And I don't mean like, I hope this is up here to see like I'm bashing the athletic. I guess I am. Because it's just not my worldview. But I'm really not bashing the site. It's a good site. I hope they make it. You know, I hope The Athletic makes it. And I think they have some good content. And they do have a certain approach, which is, I mean, I said Jeff Howe's not exactly a flamethrower and he's not taking the team on. None of their guys do. Like, that's sort of, I think, their approach. I think they want more feature stories, analytic stories. They have columnists, like Buckley is there and other columnists, but it's not like a flame-throwing, bomb-throwing kind of website.
The site lacks bite and big opinions, and it's, in a lot of ways, a media arm for the teams.
Well, but it is... But that is by design, I think.
It is. Yeah, I mean, those VC guys that put it together, basically, that was the business model. They said that from the jump.
Right, so they're leaving the hot take, you know, artistry to guys like us and, you know, ESPN.
No clickbait.
Exactly, right. So they've cultivated that readership, and so I think this polling maybe reflects that readership.
For sure.
Okay? But, oh, my God, guys. Like, you know, they're struggling like everybody else. Maybe you want to put a little bite in your coverage. Because your fans, I think, have no testicles or no sex organs. Like, what were your emotions when Brady left for Tampa? How's this question? What were your emotions when Brady left for Tampa? You could pick anger, gratitude, or ambivalence.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
Okay. What were your emotions when Brady left for Tampa? Anger, ambivalence, gratitude.
Mine was gratitude.
Okay. The voting, 63% said gratitude.
Okay, good.
63% said gratitude for 20 years and 6 titles. 30% said ambivalence.
So, no, like you can't. No, that's a lie.
So, ambivalence. Seriously. Ambivalence, and the line was, it's going to end someday. So
yeah, so you're apathetic about Tom Brady leaving.
So, so when Brady. The greatest of all time. Who's still playing good, winning football, who's still one of the best quarterbacks of all time and still contending for Super Bowls, left you for the worst franchise in sports, and 94% of you either were ambivalent or grateful. Seriously? I mean, is the Athletic readership that soft? I mean,
I can't say that I was actually mad at Tom.
I understand it's a different
take a stance. Again, pick something.
It's a different kind of website, different kind of approach. So then a different readership. Is it that soft? I mean,
oh yeah, it's pretty soft. I mean, again, it was just meant to be site. You know, I think that tells you plenty.
Oh my God.
Nobody wants to blame anybody for anything anymore. And so look, I'm believe me. You know, there were times where we all know Boston can be a little on the extreme side, but holy crap, the greatest quarterback in the history of the league leaves the Patriots and nobody's to blame?
94% grateful or ambivalent. Say what? Anger, perplexed, frustrated, you know, there's a million emotions.
Sad, grateful, anger.
Oh, that's my.
Those should be the options.
Oh, my God. All right, if Brady returns to Foxborough in 2021, which the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are scheduled to do.
Correct.
Do you cheer or boo?
Cheer.
Cheer.
Cheer. Okay, so this one's fine. 93.7% said cheer.
Too low.
You know.
Anybody say ambivalent?
6% said boo. I mean, I think the boo should be higher. I mean, I don't know. Maz, if you feel the way you feel, that Brady sort of changed at the end and, you know, became a different guy and not for the better. You think he's worth a few boos?
No. I mean, look, some people, yes, but to me, no. So again, I tell you, that's a different question. The question is, if you're asking me who is to blame at the end for the breakup, I say more Brady than Bill. Absolutely. But if you say to me, does that make Brady boo worthy when he comes into Foxborough? Of course not. No, he gave people plenty of good years. I'm just telling you, I'm judging the breakup separately from the overall body of work. Of course he deserves to get cheered.
Okay.
Like, to me, that should be the easiest one there. Honestly, you know, I look at the 6% or whoever it is that would say boo, and I think that they missed the big picture. But that's all right. I mean, it's okay.
Oh, at least
that's why we have polls in the first place.
At least they're taking a side. Is the whole Athletic approach not no one take a side? There's no side taking. It just is
the middle.
Hey, yay, yay! How do you be a sports fan like that?
It's like facilitating on a talk show.
Right. That's what that would be akin to. I hate those guys. But seriously, what kind of approach is that? It's sports. You're supposed to take a side and go back and forth. Jesus. Oh, my God. I mean, I just can't equate. I just can't relate to that. I can't. And I know, really, Felger, Mr. Facilitator. How about this question? What was your reaction to Rob Gronkowski? Was your reaction to Rob Gronkowski different than Brady? So when Gronkowski left, was the reaction any different than you felt about Brady?
Yes.
Yes or no? And so 31% said yes. If he wants to play with Brady in Tampa, why couldn't he play with the Pats last year? Okay. But 68% said no. They both had great runs. Time to move on.
I don't believe that for a second. And I'm basing that just solely on the reaction that we got when that news broke.
I mean, seriously, guys. Brady tacitly, in his own way, quit on you. Small Q, one toe out the door, but he edged his way towards not giving you as much as he once did. So quit is too strong of a word for Brady, but quittish. Quitty. He got a little quitty at the end. Didn't show up in the off seasons. I don't think he was putting in the extra work. Didn't trust or invest in his teammates. He got a little quitty. Gronkowski flat out quit. Gronkowski flat out quit, capital Q. These guys quit on you to different degrees and bailed. And you're saying, nope, time to move on? Don't tell me that it's that soft. Are there people out there who really believe that, Maz?
I mean, to me, of all the answers, in all honesty, this was the most pathetic because Gronk's an easy one. Gronk bailed on them. Gronk strung them along, screwed them for a year with no tight end, and then as soon as Brady jumped ship, Gronk couldn't get back in the league fast enough. So Gronk absolutely quit on them. There should have been anger towards Gronk during last year and during last offseason because of the way he strung them along, for crying out loud. So that one to me, this question to me, is more infuriating than any of the other questions because clearly Gronk was in the wrong on that one. No two ways about it.
So this one and the first one that I gave are the ones that I just, oh my God. Jeez Louise, folks. How unfun is, are sports any fun if it was just meant to be? Like that's no, it's, how do you watch sports like that? No, someone made the play. Someone didn't make the play. Someone made the right decision. Someone made the wrong decision. This is why sports are fun, because they play the games, they make the picks, and then you see who won and who lost and who played and who couldn't play, and then you say they got it right and they got it wrong. That's the whole nub. That's the whole thing. But no, it was, it again, the one that just set me off was the first one. Is there someone you blame for Brady's departure? And 69% of the people to The Athletic said, no, bad guy, it was just time to move on. Oh, good. So to the point where we had to start our own poll, give us the update, please, Maz.
Okay, so the latest on our poll, I will give to you right now. There you go. 4,916 votes. Almost 5,000 votes now. 36% Bill Belichick. 27.5% Tom Brady. It was just meant to be 30.
Yeah, see, this is why I didn't want it up there. It's a troll.
33.1%.
That is so
pathetic.
It was
just meant to be. Robert Kraft lagging way behind at 3.3%.
Just, the best is they're trolling you right back.
Just meant to be, really? Do you really believe that?
Well, I think it should have an asterisk on it. That number's too high and people are just busting our balls. There are. So I scroll through the comments and there's a man by the name of Bob Smith with the handle at Patriots2000s. And of course, his logo is a Patriots logo. And we know where he voted because he writes, I don't think anyone deserves blame. Brady's 43. If he stayed, it would have been difficult to put a potential Super Bowl winning roster around him for 2 years. And he really isn't going to play much longer than that. It was just inevitable. And it's best for the Patriots and for Brady.
Ay, ay, ay.
Oh, seriously.
What are we doing? God.
They were 12-4 last year. They were one defensive stop away from being a bye team, which means you're basically in the AFC title game. And you bring back, I'd say, roughly the same team. And you're going to be in roughly the same spot if Brady's back here next year. But it was just time. It was just time. Look, and again, I'm willing to sacrifice. I think they've made the right call. I think they're willing to sacrifice, you know, what is an automatic AFC East championship and a bye with Brady still here this year for the next 10 years. I'm willing to sacrifice this year for the next 10. So that's why I think they've done the right thing. But, like, you think they were done if Brady comes back?
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
We'll be right back. Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Right back where they've been the last 10 years of Brady's back here, contending. I don't know if they're winning, but they're contending. And, oh my God, but it was just meant to be that he's now on the worst franchise in sports? Seriously. Right back to you after these words.
Boston's home for sports. Failure and Mass. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Doing what they do best.
Now talk about soap opera.
Failure and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, phones, as promised. Rich in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Rich.
Hello?
Yes, Rich, you're on the air.
Hey, great show. Listen to you guys all the time. I've been watching the Pats since the early 70s, Bledsoe, Grogan, Eason, and so forth. You know, this has just been an unprecedented run, an unbelievable run. And I know you guys don't like to hear, you know, it's going to come to an end, but it's going to come to an end. I think both Brady and Belichick are both to blame, and I'm okay with what both of them did. You know, Belichick's look is constantly morphing. The team's constantly changing. The team is not built for Brady to excel, to have fun. He wanted to have
what
fun.
What are you talking about? They were 12-4 last year and won the Super Bowl the year before. They were one defensive stop against a horrible team away from being a bye team, which means you're basically gifted into the AFC title game in the Final Four. So, like, all of a sudden now we've gone to this team can't win if Brady had returned? That's freaking stupid.
And in some ways, I relate to what the caller said because I feel like after last season, they needed to go their separate ways. But the question again was, who's to blame for Tom Brady being a Tampa Bay Buccaneer? I say Bill Belichick. Some people want to say Tom Brady like Maz did. There's no, well, it was truly meant to be. Like you,
no, no,
no, so, I don't accept that.
It was time for them to go their separate ways because they had each been, in your view, doing something wrong, or someone had grown apart, or something wrong, something that was not meant to happen, happened. Brady got an ego and got high maintenance, or Belichick got too ego-driven and got sick of hearing that it was just about Tom Brady, or the Patriots didn't want to pay him. You know, there's a reason. There's a reason he's in freaking Tampa. You can't choose no reason meant to be, because you, if I had asked you this last year, that Tom Brady, and said Tom Brady's going to end up in Tampa, 100% of you would say that's not how it's meant to be. But now it's meant to be? It has to be Happy Land? Or what? I don't get it. If I'd asked you it beforehand and said Tom Brady's going to go to Tampa, Rob Gronkowski's going to quit. He's going to quit for a year, wait for Brady to go to Tampa, and then he's going to rejoin him in Tampa. And I said to you, yeah, is that meant to be? You'd say, Felger, are you freaking nuts?
Maybe the reality of the world now is so traumatic that this was also something that was traumatic. It would have been anyway if nothing else was going on. So it's just, you know what? I refuse to accept that part of
it. Oh, my God. Come on. Bob in Rhode Island, go.
Yeah, I would take Belichick, and I would also, the Kronk thing about quitting on the team, I mean, physically, he was beat up. And I think the year off did him some good. I think he needed to take care.
So it had nothing to do with Bill Belichick. So then how come he's not back here, Bob? He was under contract for the Patriots. Why don't he just come back and report to the Patriots?
Well, he'd go wherever he wants.
Huh, what? Yeah, no, exactly right. How come he didn't want to come here?
Well, Belichick probably.
Okay, he hates Belichick.
So there we go.
Why is that so hard? Yeah. Why is that so hard to admit? He got sick of playing for Bill Belichick and the Patriots. He got sick of it. He hated it to the point where he quit and walked away for a year and left $10 million on the table. And now he's back to collect it somewhere else. You can put that on someone. That's okay. That's not just meant to be. Now, who's responsible? Belichick is. Maybe he's right. I think Belichick's responsible for Brady being gone. But I also happen to think he's right. So it's like a good responsibility. It's up to you. Is that going to make you feel better? Like, Bill's responsible for Brady being gone. Bill's responsible for Gronkowski quitting and then returning a year later somewhere else. And I think he's got it right. It's time to move. Time to move on. It's time for him to move on.
Well, two callers ago, I'll even take his answer, where that guy said, well, I blame them both. Fine, I'll take that over it was meant to be. At least in that case, you say you want to split it 50-50. Now, again, I think you got to pick one or the other, but I'll take that over it was meant to be.
JD in Winchester, your thoughts.
Hey, Maz, congratulations on the ace today. That was quite a feat. My take is I don't blame any of them. The only one I blame is, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the phrase, the wife is always right.
Huh.
I think it's the X Factor and Gisele Bündchen.
Okay.
I mean,
you know what? We should have added, JD, I'm just going to cut you off. Thank you.
People mad in the comment section that there's no Gisele option.
Correct.
So he's not the only one.
That's fair. I mean, Brady's his own man. John Lennon
is
was
he?
His own, he should be. You know, it's his name on the check. It's his name on the contract, I mean to say. So you can say that she influenced him for sure. But at the end of the day, it's still Brady. But, I mean, Gisele's in there. That's for sure. She hated
There's
it.
No question she had significant influence over him. And again, I'm not putting it on her, though. I mean, to me, she doesn't deserve to be on that list. Because, you know, I mean, I joke about whether or not, you know, he really has control over his life. But, of course, it's his career. So it's him. And he's got to take responsibility for everything else that goes along with it.
Yeah, I think he changed his worldview as time went on, and I think she influenced that for sure.
Yeah, so that just follows under the Brady umbrella.
Yeah.
So vote Brady.
Vote Brady. Where are we right now, Maz?
Okay, right now we are at 67-55 in terms of votes. So almost 6,800 votes, 35.5% blame Belichick most, 26.9% blame Brady, 34.3% it was just meant to be.
You people suck.
Those are spite votes.
Suck.
Seriously,
how do you
that is second. That is second. Boy, people can't bring themselves to blame Brady for anything in this town.
Well, but
it's unbelievable.
Maz, Belichick is responsible. If you had 97%, 97% of the coaches and general managers out there would have just brought Brady back. They would have. It takes a rare guy, you know? So, and Belichick's one of them. And the Packers were one of them with Favre. It's not totally comparable, but, you know, Bill Walsh was able to do it with Montana. But for the most part, you've got to admit, most every coach or GM is going to continue with Brady because he's still damn good. Okay? On top of all the legacy stuff and all that, he's still a viable top quarterback in the league. So Bill is responsible. You can say he did the right thing because Brady became a pain in the ass and high maintenance and all of this, but I'm sorry, Bill is responsible. That's the vote.
No, it's not the vote. Again, Brady's the one to me who, it felt to me like Brady is the one who became more demanding as time wore on, and that changed.
Okay, but
Brady's the player,
yes.
Bill's the coach.
If they had offered him the proper contract, he'd still be here. You admit that.
Okay, well, they did offer him a 2-year deal before the
Oh, but it was garbage, Maz. Come on. You know that was fake.
So I still put it more on Brady. Again, I do. I think Brady's values changed at the end. Brady wasn't necessarily interested in doing what was best for the team anymore. And I'm not telling you he's wrong to feel that way. I'm just telling you that Brady's change in behavior, Brady's change in values and his attitude was at the core of the whole thing.
I think your vote's coming from a place of spite, too.
I was just going to say, Murray, what's Maz really trying to say?
I'm voting Brady because he pushed out Jimmy G. They had the guy. I hate to go back to it, Mike, but they had the guy in the second round. What's that? When has Bill ever taken a quarterback that high?
So that's where it's coming
from. Yeah, of course it is. At least it's consistent. At least there's consistency. All right, how do the Patriots feel about how they can do with Jared Stidham?
What a suck in it.
What are they putting out there? How did they feel about the transition at quarterback? There was some fresh reporting on this today. At least it happened today. So we're going to use it, and we're going to go listen to this. Listen to what Mike Reese said today on ESPN. We'll do it right after Murray's 90-second update. There are no commercials here.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.